Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vitor Domingos on the 27th of December, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Uber is reportedly on track to go public in the first quarter next year, and in the lead up to that, it's sewing up some loose ends. Uber has offered a tentative settlement to pay out 11 cents for every mile driven by Uber, including adjacent services like Uber Eats to drivers who have been in individual arbitration with the company over their employment classification. Drivers were pursuing individual arbitration after an appeals court ruled in September that they could not combine their cases into a class action lawsuit. A SpaceX rocket carrying a US military navigation satellite blasted off of Florida's Cape Canaveral on Sunday, marking the space transportation company's first national security space mission for the United States. The Falcon 9 rocket carrying a roughly $500 million GPS satellite built by Lockheed Martin lifted off from Cape Canaveral at 8:51 local time. Four previous scheduled launches in the last week, including one on Saturday, were cancelled due to weather and technical issues. The successful launch is a significant victory for billionaire Elon Musk's privately held rocket company, which has spent years trying to break into the lucrative market for military space launches dominated by Lockheed and Boeing. Google will add a new security feature to Chrome OS, the company's web-based operating system that powers its Chromebooks devices. The new feature called USB Guard will block access to the USB ports while the device screen is locked. According to a Chrome OS source code commit spotted by Chrome Story earlier this week, the new feature is currently available on Chrome OS Canary builds and is expected to land in a stable branch of Chrome OS soon. While more than 60 companies have received permits to test their driverless vehicles in California, Zoox has become the first permitted to actually transport people in those vehicles. The California Public Utilities Commission granted this week a permit to Zoox to participate in the state's autonomous vehicle passenger service pilot. During the testing period, Zoox must have a safety driver behind the wheel and will not be allowed to charge passengers for rides. And, as part of the program, Zoox must provide data and reports to the CPUC regarding any incidents, number of passenger miles traveled, and passenger safety protocols. This was a shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.